other girl.
Uh-huh.
And have we got news for you.
You better listen.
Get ready on your lonely girl and leave those umbrellas at home.
All right.
It's rising.
Mm. Rising.
I'm just getting low.
How low, girl?
According to all sources.
What sources now?
The street's the place to
we better
go.
Hurry up.
Mail.
Hallelujah, it's rain.
Mail.
I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself get absolutely soaking wet.
It's raining.
Mail.
Hallelujah, it's rain.
Mail.
Oh, welcome, foolish mortals. It's a stormy night in the graveyard. As you can tell by that extended introduction, you have stumbled here through the rain and the thunder and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are Ghost Toast this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The mailman has not yet stopped by. Craig, thank you for that beautiful introduction. You've been waiting years to do that.
Well, I've been doing a lot of voiceovers, you know, since we've been doing that. That got me really famous, so
yep.
I had to go back in that male voice.
It's been a while.
It has.
It's been over 4 years, as a matter of fact. The last time we did an It's Raining Male episode was episode 192.
Probably because our use of that song was locked up in the courts for so long, and now we're able to.
Or it
now it's going to be back in the courts.
Or it could be because we haven't gotten any mail.
What? No.
What?
No, we've got tons of mail. I mean, they've been bringing in since 2019, I think.
That's true. Listeners, tonight you will hear us give some advice, perhaps.
These are my confessions.
And you will hear. Some classic Grim Grinning Guys mistakes being owned up to. So it's going to be a good episode, isn't it, Derek?
Well, it's going to be funny for whoever is supposed to do Facebook.
This is episode 248,
mm-hmm.
A milestone, many would say. Guys, we're two away from 250.
Wow.
What are our plans for that one?
Well, 50 cent.
Well, we definitely have to have Cooper back, evidently.
We have to.
Yep. Yep.
Craig, how you been doing?
Doing great. How about y'all?
We're good. Why don't you go ahead and let the listeners know why we weren't why we didn't have a show last week.
Well, we were doing lots of planning for this week. We got two big shows coming out this week and next week that we've been doing a lot of planning for. We apologize for missing that. Also, we were getting ready for Derek's birthday last Friday. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Derek. Turn the big 6-0. How you feeling?
About like 6-0.
Hey, don't worry, listeners. He's still not older than Craig.
It was bad.
Never.
I jumped out of my own birthday cake.
That was impressive.
Nobody was there.
And you did it. Well, we saw the live feed on the doorbell camera.
Yes.
Rachel was not happy.
You did a flip.
I don't think there was actually a cake either. We do need to say for this episode, we have to give our shout out to Brian Wall.
That's Dad Lightyear.
Correct.
And why is that?
He's the one that has been begging for this episode, as he did for...
To be or not to be.
And that went over so well.
Unforgivable.
Yes.
Unforgivable.
But I think this will be a much better episode because we're going to offer advice here.
Well, it's already better because we got to hear Craig sing.
Yes.
That's true.
And listen to the full first verse of that song.
Most people don't even recognize the full first verse because it's not...
It's weird because before the chorus, it said it's about to be raining men, but then you said it's raining male.
I think it said male. I don't think you heard that correct.
Okay, well, yeah. Maybe. Who sang that? What was the name of the group?
Not the Pointer Sisters.
It wasn't the Pointer Sisters?
No. They are actually called the Weather Girls.
Perfect. Are all their songs related to weather?
I don't know.
That listeners, help us out.
They're not the Pointer Sisters, they're the Thumbs Up Sisters.
Ba-dum-tsh.
That's my dad joke for the day.
Thank you, Charlie. Happy anniversary, Charlie.
Board of Education.
All right. So today, who wants to start us off, guys? Do we want to start off with emails? Do you want us to
Let's start off with our oldest one.
Okay.
Let's dig down. Wait, let's dig down deep because we've got piles of actual mail.
We really think the Postal Service kind of hung this one up. This
even message, though it was sent through Facebook?
Yeah, this one comes to us from Joy Garland McLaurin. Now, if I'm reading this correctly, gentlemen, this was sent to us on September 29th, 2019. So,
can we share something real quick as we get into this?
Yep.
We don't pay a lot of attention to Facebook mail or Messenger.
We do, but this somehow this one fell through the cracks.
If you want to send something to Grim Grinning Guys through Facebook, send it to Matthew's travel agent around the world.
Share the Magic Travel.
Yes.
Matthew Dotson.
Yes, that one.
But we're going to go ahead and see if this one, if we can help this lady out. Okay. And Joy, we want to apologize. Yeah,
let's hear when she went.
A pandemic.
Again, this was September 29th, 2019. Hi, guys. My family, 5 adults, my parents, my husband, and me, and my soon-to-be 19-year-old son. So I guess he's 23
he's
now.
He's married with children
are almost ready. Oh, now get this. Are almost ready to book fast passes. We'll be in the parks from December 16th through December 21st. Had to work around school vacations. My husband and son are definitely not into rope drop, but we get moving usually around 8 or 9 a.m. I'll be trying to convince them that rope drop is a good idea, but I'm not sure of my success. This is my 13th trip, but it's been a few years since the last one. So much new stuff. Pandora, Toy Story, Star Wars, oh my. I listen to y'all all the time, and I've shared some episodes with my mom as we're the actual planners in our family. Any advice on navigating the new stuff would be appreciated. Now, Joy, again, we apologize.
We're sorry.
We got to this a little bit late, so
let's place bets now. Is Joy still a listener?
After us just not responding, I would say no. But in regards to booking your fast passes, you don't have to worry about that now.
Great advice.
Except unless you're getting an individual lightning lane.
Well, hopefully she listens to some of our shows that we address some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Joy, we appreciate it. I tell you what, reach out to us. Send us another message. If you reach out to us again, we know you're listening. We'll send you a sticker. Grim Grinning Guys sticker for your troubles. Sound good?
It's like she'd want that now, but okay.
But that's true. And we'll all autograph it.
Yes.
Okay.
We apologize again, Joy. We will do better. I'm glad that's the only one. I'm glad that's only one like that.
That we're going to share at this time. here's another one. This is from Twitter. Brooke, this is from Brooke Dearman. She sent this back a couple months ago. I did answer this
one. Oh, okay.
Is there a need for a rope drop strategy at Legoland, Florida? Derek, you want to take that one?
No. Why would I know that?
So if you are going to, it's a good question, and I did answer Brooke this. I just told her there isn't, I think any theme park you go to, you need some type of rope drop strategy, right?
In general, my philosophy is kind of know the map.
Yes.
Know the layout of the...
I think one of the worst things you could do is go into a theme park when it's open and be indecisive.
Right.
Because obviously if you want to get the big rides, you're going to be behind everybody if you can't make a decision. So you need to, know the map.
And I'm like you. I think it's an advantage. Any park we've ever been to is to get there early.
Yes.
Whether it's Disney, Universal, Legoland, Kings Island, Dollywood. If you get there early, most people will not get there at the day when they open the gate. Yes. So you always get ahead of advantage by doing that.
Sure. Now, Disney World, the jokes or the secret's out, right?
Correct.
Legoland, at least when we last went in 2021, could be different now. I don't think it is, though. We would show up 25 to 30 minutes before the park opened, and we would be the first in line at a turnstile. And it's such a different vibe. Like, the park opens, they do a countdown from 10, and nobody's, like, sprinting. Nobody's really in a hurry. Everybody's right. Just kind of enjoying themselves. And what I told her we usually did, we would head over to if I was rope dropping Legoland, I'm going to Lego Movie World first. The most popular ride is the Masters of Flight, which is kind of like Soarin', but they wait until enough people get there to fill up a whole section like they do Soarin'.
Mm-hmm.
So we would pop into Unikitty Disco Drop first because it's a very low capacity ride. Meet Emmett if Emmett was out meeting. Masters of Flight, then the Dragon. So that's in a nutshell. And I actually sent her what we were able to accomplish. But Legoland, honestly, if you're there in the first 2 hours the park is open, you can do just about everything. All the headliners. So
can you of course you stayed on property. Is it real close where you like can you go back to the room and then come back like you do at Disney?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's very, very, very close.
So you could have the same strategy as long as you know what the headliners are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And yeah, Legoland, it's kind of sad. You know, boys now are a little too big, old for Legoland. I think they wouldn't mind going, but good times. Takes me back there.
Well, like what you're saying, I mean, let's say Dollywood. If you know what the headliners are, mm-hmm. hit those headliners up and know it rope drop. That's where you want to go first.
And listeners, if you ever have a theme park that you're going to, amusement park, send us a message like Brooke did.
Not like Joy, but like Brooke did.
Like Brooke did. Nothing. Yeah, we'll answer it. you know, Cedar Point, Kings Island, Dollywood, Holiday World.
Disneyland,
Universal. I mean, we can... And if we don't know, we can help you find a good rope drop strategy. Right. It's always good to, again, any theme park, be there at rope drop, know what you want to do.
And eat before.
Yeah, don't waste time at the Starbucks.
Nope, or any kind of characters.
Yeah.
So.
Derek?
Hey.
I think you've got some emails for us.
Lots of emails, now, right, Derek? From all different people.
Like this one here. Let's just start with Big Bubba's from Philadelphia, Mississippi.
This is from Big Bubba. Mm-hmm. In Philadelphia, Mississippi. Yeah. Now, I haven't read any of these.
I didn't know there was a Philadelphia, Mississippi.
I had no idea.
What's Big Bubba want to know?
He says, with WrestleMania season upon us, I have a question for y'all.
Oh, no.
If the three of you were forced to enter the squared circle in a three-way tag team match, who would each of you choose as your partner from any past or present superstar? And which grim grinning guy would come out on top?
What does it have to do
that
with
Disney? That's a great question.
So these aren't Disney related necessarily.
But it's we should be open and honest with our listeners.
With
all the
Big Bubba.
Big Bubba from Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Any wrestler of our choosing.
Would be in a three-way.
Triple threat tag team.
Three-way
match.
Tag.
So
match.
I'm picturing WrestleMania 17. I'm just assuming it's a TLC match.
Okay.
Sure.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
No, table ladders and chairs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was way off.
And if
Falls count anywhere?
If it's a TLC match, I know who I'm picking.
So
I'm going with Edge. The Rated R Superstar. If it's a TLC match, I'm going with Edge. Now, if it's a straight-up tag match...
Mm-hmm. You got to keep it in the ring.
If I got to keep it in the ring, I'm going with Shawn Michaels. I'm providing the height. He's going to provide the trickery and the wrestling skills. So, Shawn Michaels, but if it's a TLC match, I'm taking Edge.
Okay.
What about you, Derek?
I don't. Are any of us going to pick anybody new?
Can I pick Big Bubba?
Big Bubba sounds like he might have been a wrestler.
Yeah,
or something.
I think that's what he's asking.
Derek, who are you picking? If you can't pick Big Bubba.
I'm going to pick, like you, two different ones.
Okay.
If it's in the ring.
Yeah.
And I'm going to more classic than you.
Okay.
Well, one's about the same time frame. But for my in the ring, I'm going Andre the Giant.
Oh, my.
Because nobody is picking him up unless one of y'all pick Hulk Hogan. So
that's true. But you realize you're going to have to do all the work then. You're going to have to take all the bumps.
He's a big guy. He can handle it. We'll win in like 3 minutes anyway. Sweet Chin Music ain't reaching that chin.
You went a very different route than I did.
That's my ring match. If it's TLC, I'm going Mick Foley.
Nice.
Because he'll risk it all. He's a wild man, and not as Mick Foley as Dude Love either. Not
okay,
as Mankind or
it's raining mail in here, guys. This is what the listeners want to hear.
Okay,
who you going with, Craig?
I was thinking two different guys. First of all, I thought Kane, just because he's a Knoxville mayor, so I think that would kind of be awesome. But really, honestly, if I had to pick anybody, I'd probably pick Goldberg.
Just to clarify, he's not the mayor of Knoxville. He's the mayor of Knox County.
Knox County, sorry. And he wears that mask, too.
We needed to clarify local government there.
Like when he's,
did you say Goldberg?
Goldberg. I would pick Goldberg. Just because I want to see him do some spears on some people.
He better hope it's a quick match.
Yeah.
Because he has a limited skill set.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm there.
Yeah, you
That's why he's there.
So
Now the next question, who's going to win?
That is a great question.
I'm going to say Derek with Andre the Giant.
If it's a TLC match, I don't know. I don't think you're winning a TLC with Goldberg.
No, I don't think so.
No,
because those go too long, way too long.
Yeah.
I wouldn't plan on winning. I just plan on I wrestle with Goldberg.
Mick Foley risks it all, but he rarely wins.
That's true. I would go with
Edge. He'll end up in the hospital.
I would go with Edge on the, TLC match.
Okay, I'm taking the TLC. You're taking the in the ring.
Yeah, I think so.
Craig's taking the spear contest.
He would. Well, I don't know. Edge has a good spear.
That's true. Well, thank you, Big Bubba.
Big Bubba, I hope you're listening.
I've got another question here from Rick Grimes.
Rick Grimes. Yeah. Wow.
King County,
wait,
Georgia.
Wait. That he was in The Walking Dead, wasn't he? That's like the main character.
Yeah. I think so. Wait, so he's from King County, Georgia. So
I know, and he was in Georgia.
This might be the actual Rick Grimes.
Okay, well.
Rick
Grimes. Wow. Rick. Well, what can we help
Rick
with?
What was his son's name?
Carl.
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 Carl. Carl died.
Rick, poor Rick Grimes.
Spoilers.
Sorry.
Carl.
Oh, goodness. Greeting, foolish mortals. This question is for your next It's Raining Mail episode. You may be wondering why I'm asking this question. If you want to know the truth, I just want to hear Craig sing the word mail over and over again in his sweet, soothing voice. Picture this. The three of you are on a guy's trip to Walt Disney World when you receive an alert on your phone informing you that the zombie apocalypse has reached
Disney. Why is this episode really happening?
Disney property. Your only chance at survival is finding the best location to survive and to live on to fight another day.
Oh, this is an easy question.
Pick a spot in each of the four parks.
Each of the four? Oh,
the only goodness. Rule is that you can't choose a Disney resort or Disney Springs. Hopefully the zombies destroy every inch of Disney Springs. Good luck and God bless.
He's your kind of, Rick Grimes is your kind
of guy. I can get behind that, Rick. Wow, this is very...
All right, let's just name each park. Go around, name each park first.
Okay.
Because I already got mine. Magic Kingdom.
Well, let's start with Magic.
All right, Magic Kingdom. I'm going to Space Mountain. And because I can survive with all the stuff that's fallen out of people's carts and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good...
In those four spots.
That is a good one.
Okay.
So...
Well, I'm going to the Utilidors. I'm getting underground. It's fully stocked with food. There's restrooms down there. The zombies aren't going to figure out how to get down there. Mm-mm, mm-mm. So now, if they get down there, I'm done.
Right,
I'm toast.
Because you're.
But I'll be hanging out in the Utilidors. It's not the, I guess, not the most exciting place. But
yeah. Right,
I think I'd be safe, Derek.
I think I'm going to go Castle at Magic Kingdom.
That's a pretty good idea.
There's only, well, as far as we know, there's only one way in.
Yeah,
and you got an escape wire.
That's true.
I've got a way out.
Wow, that's perfect.
That is perfect.
It was the most obvious answer. Why didn't we think of that?
I don't know.
And there's a restaurant up there, so.
And I don't think zombies can climb.
So
can
in your mind, people are still going to be riding Space Mountain and dropping things off?
No, the stuff is just accumulated.
Oh, it's just accumulated. Okay.
Yeah.
In those two spots.
Yeah, and it's still dark in there.
I'm so glad Rick asked this question. Yes. I mean, I'm sure our listeners. Didn't we say we were going to help people at the start of this episode?
This is very helpful, I think.
What about Epcot?
Epcot. I want to say just right off the bat, I want to go over to American Venture because I think Ben and Mark will probably help me
fight off the zombies. Okay, good answer.
But no, I'd probably go like, I may just go to Sunshine Seasons.
Okay.
And just
eat.
Interesting.
During the apocalypse?
Yeah. You got to go where there's plenty of food to survive for years. So.
I'm just Epcot's going to be a wash. I'm not going to plan on surviving.
Epcot?
Why? Because you still want to do stuff?
No, I'm going to go ride Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Until they eat you.
Over and over until they get me.
That's good.
I won't have to wait through that queue. I won't have to get a virtual queue. I'll ride over and over.
Let's go ahead, Derek. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Figment may be a good choice because that would drive them crazy. They won't even go in there.
Very true. Derek, where are you going at Epcot?
I'm going to go where really not many people go at all anyway, and that's going to be to where they show the short movies.
Oh, yeah. Matthew goes in there.
I've been in there like one time.
China? Like the China?
I'm a frequenter.
No. Over there by Figment.
Oh, I was talking about shows like Canada and O Canada and all those.
But they won't really realize anything's over there.
Hollywood Studios, that's kind of a hard one. I can't think of a good place to hide out in Hollywood Studios. I guess I'm going to go to Docking Bay 7.
Ooh.
Good restaurant there.
Yeah.
It's kind of built in a way that you could close yourself off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I may build some barricades on the outskirts of Galaxy's Edge and just like an electrified fence.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah, I'll just take all of Galaxy's Edge. That's where I'm hiding out.
Derek?
Okay.
And then if I need to fly away in the Millennium Falcon, I can.
See, I thought about Rise of Resistance and just put on a Stormtrooper outfit and just blend in with the rest of them.
Ooh, that's a great one.
And they would never know. Like
that. But won't they smell you?
No, because I'll rub dead person's blood on me.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Rick Grimes can probably give us some more specifics on that. Yeah. Derek, where are you going to Hollywood Studios?
This is a hard one. Hollywood, because you walk by everything. Everything's got doors to it,
mm-hmm.
multiple entrances. That's not what you want to have to survive somewhere. So, I guess I'm going to go, because I think I can barricade myself pretty well in Mickey and Minnie's.
Mm.
In the Chinese theater. I'm out of food. I don't have any food.
Mm.
You could go to sci-fi and the
I guess theoretically you could stockpile before.
Yeah, but you have to know that's coming.
You go to sci-fi.
Oh, so, yeah, you get an alert. Okay. Yeah.
The sci-fi and the 50-foot man will protect you.
It's true.
I also think you could probably go to Muppets, because if Bunny can stay hidden, they're not going to find
Bunny.
You. All right, last park.
I'm going to the Tree of Life. I'm just going to go hang out in the Tree of Life.
Bugs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's tough to be a bug.
They're replacing that with Zootopia soon, right? Supposedly?
No idea.
What about you, Derek?
I'm gonna do like you did at the last one and take a whole land. Yes. I'm going to take Avatar land.
Perfect.
There's lots of hiding places with all
also
the foliage.
Also known as Pandora.
Yeah, Pandora. Lots of foliage to hide in. Get underneath bridges. And I still would have food. So, yeah, Pandora would be my.
Craig?
Boy, this is a tough one. I think I'm just going to go to the safaris and just get one of those vehicles and just run over them.
I like his thought.
Put a spear on the front of it.
Yeah.
Like Goldberg.
Picking up survivors.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be like, he's going to be Rick Grimes.
Yeah.
He's going to lead a whole commune.
I'll be, girl!
Colbert! Colbert! Okay, I have a real question. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
This was from a lady that texted me the other night. She's got some questions about her upcoming trip.
Sissy, what does she have your phone number?
My wife?
No, this person that texted you.
This is the granddaughter of my wife's aunt's good friend. Does that make sense?
Sounds made up to me.
So she was trying to figure out what's a good time to go to Disney World. She said, on the Disney website, it shows that they are having a running marathon ending the day that we potentially could be arriving. This is in January.
That's a good day to get there.
She said, I do not want to be caught up in the marathon crowd. Do you know if the marathon crowd typically stays after the marathon or if they come primarily before the marathon and then leave when the marathon is over? I know this is kind of a tricky question, but I'm really hoping to be there when it's less crowded. So after further talking with this lady, she said that the last time they went was a couple years ago, March 2022, spring break. She said it was so crowded that they'd never go back. Mm-hmm. And so she's really trying to avoid the crowds for this trip. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I told her what you said, Derek. Most of the time, the race weekend crowd does clear out.
I would say so. I mean, you'll have some that will stay around a few days mm-hmm. afterwards, but for the most part, they're in and out.
And even quick. In our experience being there marathon weekend, Craig, you would know nothing about this, but our experience being there marathon weekend, I didn't feel like the parks were overly crowded, even with all the runners there.
The bad part is on the longer races, the traffic. Mm-hmm. That's what she would get tied up in. But she's coming on the last
they're
day.
Arriving on the day of the marathon.
Yeah, if they're not doing a park at all that day, mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd even be terribly worried about it.
Now, that coming weekend, I think they leave on Saturday. That'll be the start of the President's Day crowd rush.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. But I would not think that would impact their trip. I think they're smooth sailing. And as I told them, just as important as picking the right time of year, Craig, is having a good plan of what you're going to do when you get there.
Sure. Just like any other time.
Let's go back to the email.
I got a text, too, about somebody that just got back, and they're planning to go again. He said that their family's planning a beach trip, and they're planning on going to the end of the week and like for just a few days. What do we think about July? And my answer to him was, I think July is not as bad as it used to be. Matter of fact, it's better than October. October used to be the time to go, and how that flip-flop now. Is it warmer in July? Yeah, it is. But again, if you get there early, take some breaks, I think you'll be all right. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I've, we've been in July, and it wasn't any worse, I don't think, than any other. It's definitely not as bad as holiday time.
But the heat was.
Yeah, heat. It is hot.
Well, and recently Disney ran I don't know if they've sold out of these rooms or not, but they were running a free dining promotion July 1 through nearly the end of September.
Oh.
Which indicates they're trying to get more people to come at that time.
Right.
And recent years, July has been fairly uncrowded as opposed to, say, fall. So I think July is a good time to go if you can bear the heat.
Right. And I think that's what I put him on a Bricker article, and that's basically what he was saying. It's not as bad as it used to be. Really, it's kind of more enjoyable, except for the heat. But again, you pace yourself.
And if they're coming from the beach, they'll be fine with the heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you know what they say. If you can't stand the heat, go walk in the oven.
I don't anybody says that.
That same person that talked about a candle being lit to ignite the flame of love and all that stuff. Derek, I think we've got some more emails.
Or maybe it was from our next email.
How many more of these are there?
I think there were 11.
Oh, my goodness. We may have to save some for our 11.
This one is from Dusty Diesel.
Dusty. Craig, I'm starting to think these aren't real people.
I think they're legit.
I'm from a small town in Kentucky. That's over yonder where the creek don't rise called Cabbage.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm fixing to take my twin sons, Cletus and Rusty, to Walt Disney World in December for a good old-fashioned father-son trip. Yeehaw. My boys want to ride all them big old roller coasters.
How many people are getting offended by this? Those roller coasters?
But we got one problemo. Cletus and Rusty ain't tall enough to ride them. Y'all got any good ways to fool them park
we can't answer that one because we don't be liable for when the kids down the roller coaster because we told them to wear bigger shoes or something.
Let me see that. I want to read that. Y'all got any good ways to fool them park workers into letting my boys ride the roller coasters? Y'all come back now, you hear?
Cletus and Rusty, I'm sorry, but they just got to miss out. They got to ride the kiddie rides.
Now, one time I did get Keegan on Seven Doors Mine Train, putting him in cowboy boots. They were too small. Other than that, yeah, Dusty Diesel, you're kind of on your own. Okay, thank you, Dusty Diesel, for that question. Derek, do we have any other emails?
Yeah, I've got another one.
Okay.
I've got a few more, actually. This is from Tammy, a concerned mother in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I've been a longtime listener to your show. I love all the great advice and tips you give for families visiting Walt Disney World and other destinations. I specifically enjoy the great advice that Craig and Tinkerbell give each week. I've looked into using DNC Travels for our upcoming vacation. But the Google reviews about their services were creepy and weird.
Of course they were.
We just weren't willing to pay extra to purchase extra socks for Craig. We are going to Disney World for the first time this summer. It'll be me, my husband, our three children, 6, 10, and 12. We are so excited to see Frozen Land, ride Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Body Wars, and Tower of Terror at Universal Studios. My question is in regards to a ride I've been reading about at Magic Kingdom. I've read a lot of reviews about the Jungle Cruise, but there's one question I just can't seem to find the answer to. Are the attacking cannibals a threat? If so, we may need to skip this one. Thanks for your help. Tammy.
Well, let's just address this. They removed the talking, the cannibals, right? They're not even in the...
I think, Tammy,
you'll be safe.
Therefore, no threat. Thank you,
no
Tammy.
No threat whatsoever. And, hey, don't listen to reviews. I mean, you buy some stuff off Amazon all the time. It's got bad reviews. So don't listen to reviews about our travel service.
Yeah,
come on. Also, Tower of Terror is at Hollywood Studios, not at Universal Studios.
Right. Toad's Wild Ride is no longer at Magic Kingdom.
And Frozen, it's not so much a land in Epcot. But like a little village.
Don't they have a Frozen Land in like Tokyo or something?
I think it's something like
somewhere.
That.
Somewhere.
Yeah. So thank you, though, Tammy.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Great questions.
Also Body Wars closed a long time ago, Tammy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I tell you what, send us another email and we can really help you plan your day.
Is there one last one you got there, Derek?
Now, Craig, I will say this. You can email me at matthew@sharethemagictravel.com, and I will give you a personalized touring plan for you and your party to make the most of your trip.
And he's got 5-star reviews.
I don't even know where I get
reviews. I don't either, but that sounded good.
I have some positive Facebook posts. I have another question here. Is the dining plan worth looking into? This is that same lady who messaged me the other night. We will likely do one sit-down meal per day and then a quick service meal for the opposite. We most likely will drink Starbucks in the mornings when we get to the park and maybe grab a bite to eat through Starbucks. So they're planning a sit-down meal each day. They're planning a quick service meal. Is it worth it? Dining plan.
You know me. I'm always the one that says I'm pro dining plans, but I think the way it's changed, I'm not so much. Unless it's free. If it's free, by all means, yeah. But I don't think it's worth it anymore.
So this party, I can tell you, I priced out a dining plan for them. For seven nights. Now, this is a party of three adults, one child, age of three. And they're staying six nights. The dining plan would add $1,900 to the cost of their trip. Almost $2,000.
How many?
Three adults and one child. To which I told, again, I've looked at the numbers. I don't recommend people get the dining plan. Now, as a travel agent, I shouldn't be saying that. But you really have to work hard to get. It used to be it's a no-brainer.
Right.
Because you clearly saved money by purchasing.
Right.
The dining plan. But
$1,900, that I can think of a lot of food I can eat that I don't have to eat.
And I can stay at a nicer hotel.
Well, plus you don't get everything you used to with a dining plan.
Right.
You know, what is it now? You get appetizer?
You get an appetizer or dessert.
Okay.
It used to be both.
And then the main course, and then I'm sure a drink.
Mm-hmm. Derek, I'm guessing you're
against it. My biggest thing now is the price. Besides the price, is the time involvement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get to sit down, you're there at least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's time I could be.
And you're planning around it. Yeah. Just like when you do reservation for food, you got to plan around that. And this, you'll do every meal like that.
And I think, too, now that it's so easy to find dining availability, it just seems like it's easier to do that through the app. You know, you see the big perk of the dining plan. You get your dining plan, and then you get all your meals in place 6 months in advance. It doesn't require all that planning anymore.
That's a good question. Real good question. Better than some of the other ones we've had.
Well, speaking of other ones we have, go ahead, Derek.
From Jerry in Santa Claus, Indiana. I'm hoping you can help
Jerry
me.
Mm-hmm, Jerry in Santa Claus, Indiana. I bet he's a Holiday World season ticket holder.
Yeah.
He may be. I'm hoping you can help me figure this out. If Donald Duck wears a sailor suit but doesn't own a boat, does that mean he's just cosplaying as a sailor, or is there a secret Donald Duck Navy we don't know about in Disney?
Well, that's a deep question there. Why would he wear that from Santa Claus, Indiana? I mean,
Jerry, you're gonna have to find someone else to answer this question.
Yeah.
Maybe someone that's like very nautical,
like Rick Grimes.
Yeah, let's put him in touch with Rick. Just forward that on to Rick.
Forward that
or
Rick,
Dusty.
Okay.
Man, there's a lot of mail, Chris.
Yeah, it's a lot of mail.
Piled
sleepless,
up.
This one's Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh.
Longtime listener, first-time mailer. As much as I love the show since around episode 12, one thing has had me wondering. Why does Killjoy McFuddy Duddy have such a prevalence for violence? Could it all stem from a traumatic incident during his boyhood trip to Walt Disney World, where a grumpy grown-up slapped the joy right out of his tiny hands by swatting away the extra-large ice cream cone? Or is there more to this grumpy Gus than meets the mouse-shaped eye? Yours truly.
Who?
Sleepless in Seattle.
He didn't have a name? That's just
Now, Grim Grinning Gift Guy, Chris Futrell, said on the, you know, we wished happy birthday to Derek.
Yeah.
He said, I never thought that the name Killjoy McFuddy Duddy would stick around.
I'm kind of upset with Sleepless in Seattle, whatever the name is, because now they have brought back a lot of that repressed therapy
that
Derek's been going through.
Did somebody slap the ice cream out of your hand?
They didn't, because I didn't go until I was like 18. So.
Well, that's still boyhood.
Yeah. I think he's going back into that right now.
The anger is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just move on to the next
question. Yes, please.
How many more of these do we have, Derek?
Three or four? Oh, let's do an easy one.
Okay.
Dear Captain Triple G, what you plussing? Love always and forever, Charlie the Lonesome Cougar.
That's got to be from Brad.
That's Texas.
Garland, yes, Garland, yes. Texas. What are you plussing?
I don't have Disney Plus anymore. I let it go.
Did you really?
I got rid of Hulu, Disney Plus, and the ESPN package. I've got Fubo now, which is tons of sports. My son put me off on that.
So you don't have like live TV?
Yeah, I've got Live TV.
But it's sports?
It's mostly sports. It's got like all
it's all soccer.
Well, it's Bally Sports. You know, watch all the Reds.
Oh, I can watch. So you've given, you don't even have Disney Plus.
I don't have Disney Plus anymore.
That's wild.
Mm-mm.
Derek, what are you plusing?
Nothing. I think the last show we watched was one of the Pirates movies, maybe like 2 months ago.
Now it's weird. Like Hulu and Disney Plus have converged.
Yeah, you're talking about the other day. Yeah.
Like I pull up Disney Plus and like American Horror Story pops up, a new episode. Like this isn't really.
Yeah.
It's strange. I will say I've been watching Fox and the Hound.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's a sad one.
And
are they not able to produce as many shows they used to do?
I think that's what's happened. I think Disney is really, they weren't coming up with enough original content, so they just decided to combine the two.
Yeah.
I don't really like it, honestly. I mean, I like Hulu, but I do have plans to watch Wish in the very near future. And I was plusing the most recent episodes of Behind the Attraction. I think we talked about
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do miss that. I wish, you know.
Well,
That
was like a legit question.
That was a good question.
And who was that from? Charlie Lonesome Cougar. Yeah, thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, Brad.
Yeah.
Because we got a few more. We might have to get to those on our next show. But
okay.
This was dated September 26, 2020. Dear Grim Grinning Guys, what a year it's been. First, the pandemic shuts the world down. A few weeks later, episode 200 airs. Hopefully, you are still checking your email. I am desperately seeking guidance for a daring expedition my family and I are about to embark on in a few short months, a pilgrimage to Dollywood during the most wonderful time of the year, Christmas. Now, before you start envisioning me as a sequential suburban mom with a minivan and a penchant for pumpkin spice lattes, let me assure you, I'm just your average unassuming mother of 12 trying to navigate the holiday chaos without losing my sanity or my children. I've heard whispers of the wonders that await at Dollywood during the Yuletide season. The dazzling lights, the heartwarming shows, and of course the tantalizing treats that threaten to expand our waistlines faster than you can say ho ho ho. This question's still going. But here's the kicker. I need your expertise, oh wise Grim Grinning Guys and Craig, to help us survive this merry madness with our holiday spirit intact. I'm talking insider tips, ninja-level strategies, and maybe even a sprinkle of Dolly dust to ward off any Grinches or Scrooges that dare cross our path. So, spill the eggnog, share your secrets, and let us know how we can slay this Dollywood adventure like pros. And if you got any tips on how to wrangle my 12 kids away from the endless array of sugary confections, that would be appreciated too. I look forward to your sage advice, and may your days be merry and bright. Warmest regards, Joanne, just another mom on a mission to make memories. Thank you, Joanne, for that lengthy and very detailed email. 12 kids, wow. Guys, where to begin on how to help Joanne navigate the Christmas chaos of Dollywood?
Evidently, I can't help because the wise Grim Grinning Guys and Craig. Thanks, Joanne.
I like
Rick Grimes better.
Have you been to Dollywood at Christmas time?
It's been a long time, yeah.
Have you, Derek?
It's been a way longer, probably longer than Craig.
Yeah. Well, this email's 4 years old, so.
That's true.
That's right.
Now, what's funny is that person probably wrote that jokingly, but we seriously did just read a message from Facebook that came in September 2019.
Yes.
But to answer Joanne's question, again, it's a little delayed.
Yeah.
If I'm going at Christmas.
She's still got 12 kids, so I'm sure some of them are still there.
I was about to say, if you're going in like a group of three or four, I go ahead and just splurge for the time saver passes.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to a lot of people recently who have had some rough experiences at Dollywood on fall break, on spring break, Christmas time with super long lines.
Mm-hmm.
We went at Christmas 2022, and obviously it's cold, but still some of the lines were kind of unbearable. You don't get to do a lot. I know Dollywood's working hard to expand their park and put in more rides, but it seems like the demand for Dollywood just continues to grow.
It does. I could tell. I know we went last fall break. Fall break.
Mm-hmm. Not this
2022.
Year.
2022.
Yeah. 22, and that was very busy, and we did have the time saver.
Yeah.
But we're one of those like Craig and you. If we can pay to save time, we're gonna do
but
that.
If you're paying for 12 children to get
yeah. out, surely she gets some kind of discount. I don't,
Joanne. I think you need to focus on the shows,
yeah,
and the lights. Make sure you stick around for the night. I mean, you don't want to leave too early. If it's a cold day, I'd almost suggest not rope dropping. I don't know if it's worth it because some of the rides, it's not even warm enough to be open yet.
Let me ask this question real quick while we're sitting here talking about this. How much is a ticket to Dollywood?
It's about $90, $95.
All right, let's say $95. What about the time saver? How much is that?
They have a $60 and an $80.
All right, let's just go with a $60.
Now it's going to be. It's probably more like $100. I think
so. So that's she spent $2,000, roughly.
Uh huh. For time saver and a ticket.
Just go the Dixie Stampede. I mean the Dolly Parton Stampede. Or that's a tough $2,000.
So don't get the time saver.
Just
pass.
To go. Yeah.
I will. I mean, I think one of the reasons it's so crowded. It's one of the only amusement parks that's open year round. Like you think about it, outside of Disney.
No, they're not open year round.
But most of the year.
That time of year they are. Yeah. I mean
but there's not many theme parks that are open in the fall or even in the spring for that matter.
Well, and they probably close early that time of year too.
I think it just goes to show that Nashville needs an amusement park.
Like, wow.
You think
Joanna,
good question, Joanne. Yeah,
sorry
I think that's a good. Let's read one more. Do we have one more, Derek?
There's another on there.
Even longer. 12 kids. What are the ages of your kids, Joanne? That's why.
Well, they're 4 years older now than when she wrote that email. I can tell you that. We'll get to the other. We were not expecting this much mail.
No.
Boy, I mean, Rick Grimes, Dusty.
I really feel like Dad Lightyear's been giving out our email to a lot of people.
I think my highlight was the roller coasters. Can you tell me how to get Cletus and was it Rufus on the roller coasters? Rusty.
I would just recommend vitamin D.
Yeah.
Calcium.
Well, we'll try to get to the rest of those emails. Wow, what a great It's Raining Mail episode, Craig.
Yeah, I didn't expect any of that because we hardly ever get any emails, I thought.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they just started flooding in.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listeners, it's time for a segment we like to call
Grinning Grinner.
You know what, Craig? I know your feelings were hurt because you weren't included in the Wise Grim Grinning Guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to let you pick out our Grim Grinning Greatness question tonight.
All right. There's been a lot of speculation.
Who?
People. Them.
They.
They.
All the people sending us those emails?
Yes. This really didn't have anything to do with the emails or anything, but the speculation about the expansion going on behind Big Thunder Mountain.
Uh-huh.
What do you guys think would be a good land to add behind Big Thunder Mountain? Now, of course, the speculation has been, what I've seen, is Cars Land.
Yeah, that's been a rumor out there. I think
and
Mickey
also Encanto.
Encanto?
Encanto, yeah. That's got some of that.
Coco, maybe?
Coco.
You want me to answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's. I've seen it in a piece of concept art. It's been rumored for a long time. I say go ahead and do it. I think it generated a lot of positive buzz. Some type of villains area.
Oh, yeah.
An area themed to villains. And some of that concept art that Disney released, there was a part of it. Whatever they put back there, I just want it to be cohesive. Because that same concept art's like Encanto, Villains Land, Coco. Like, unless you're talking about three clearly distinct new lands, I'd rather see one cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it needs to be like a bold villains area. Something with like four rides. Like multiple attractions.
It's not even connected to Big Thunder Mountain.
No,
not like that kind of theme.
No, it's completely different. Like,
okay.
They need to make a path where you can get there behind Big Thunder, but also over behind Rapunzel's Tower. Like,
yes.
There needs to be multiple entrances to get to it. So I'm thinking villains area to balance the fantasy land as well. It's like you got the heroes and the storybook characters in fantasy land, and you got the villain side of it. And plus, you know, Epic Universe is coming up with the Dark Universe portal land in next year. So,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that goes to that southwestern.
So you're just trying to keep with the theme.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think with Tiana's Bayou Adventure, you're fixing to lose a lot of that western part. I think all that's going to be redone at some point, and so I think Big Thunder can be a link between the two lands somehow, especially if it's a Cars Land.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If it's American Southwest, then Cars Land is
perfect.
What
I'm thinking is kind of along the lines of what you said, except it is a immersive classic Disney. like 101 Dalmatians and those type of old movies that we think about when you think about classic Disney, and just do several of those rides and just really more immersive than what they usually do. Kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean, where it tells a story as you go through.
Yeah.
You know, we need more of those dark ride type things. And I'm for Cars Land. I think that'd be great. But I think look at some of the old movies that we think about the classics of Disney and have a classic land too. I think that would be a good idea.
We shall see. I think we'll find something out this year at D23. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe Rick Grimes will be at D23.
Yeah. Listeners, thanks for listening. Send us in your questions. We'd love to help you. And as you leave, be sure to.
Carl.
Be with Jackie Ghost. And her back.
You would like to join our jamboree. There's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Water parks.
Oh! Here you go, Craig.
I can't wait to hear who this is from.
This is from Felipe. I am from France, and I have a question for Mailman Craig, because I've heard he has particular expertise in this area.
He can't even read it.
Her speedo's alive. Are speedos allowed on the slip and slides at Blizzard Beach? There's nothing I love more than gleefully sliding a water slide while eating a baguette and yelling "Vive la France!" Merci, Felipe.
I will have to defer my answer to Matthew. I have no idea whether you can wear speedos or not. I know it's probably his culture. But I'll let Matthew answer that as far as wearing.
This one's going straight to the end.
Oh, while eating a baguette.